Welcome to the weekly broadcast of Let's Talk About It, produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO AM 1230 and FM 107.5 radio. Let's Talk About It is directed by Mario Espinoza with the technical assistance of Carol Buckley. This program brings weekly community mental health issues to your radio. Let's Talk About It is produced for and presented as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health Service, Leticia Plancarte Garcia, Director. And now let's join our co-hosts, Patricia Arevalo Caro and Alfonso Ruiz, for today's program.
Hello, Imperial Valley. Welcome to Let's Talk About It, your weekly wellness radio show brought to you as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health. My name is Patricia Arevalo Caro, and I am your host for today's show. If you would like to hear any of our shows in Spanish, please tune in on Wednesday mornings at 8 a.m. on Radio Bilingüe 88.7 to listen to Expressate. If you'd like to revisit this show or any of our other shows or share a podcast, we'd love for you to do so. Just visit kxoradio.com and click on the Let's Talk About It and Expressate links on the right side of the page to find a show that interests you. Our radio show calendars, along with information about our various programs and services, are available on our website, which is bhs.imperialcounty.org. Have questions or feedback? We'd love to hear from you. Send us an email at wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. We also offer free community service training courses, which are open to the public, and we're always happy to welcome new participants. You can call us at 442-265-7442 to find out about our upcoming classes. You can stay connected with us on Facebook, Spotify, and Instagram, and we also post all of our classes there. If you're at the Imperial Valley Mall, stop by at our kiosk, which is right by the food court, and say hi to our staff that's there. And you can also see the upcoming classes that are going to be held in our kiosk. With that said, we have the pleasure of speaking with two staff from NAMI, which is the National Alliance for Mental Illness. And our guests today are Mario Rios, who's a program manager from the Adult Reentry Program, and Mariani Tafoya, who is the bilingual case manager at NAMI Reentry Program in El Centro. So I'd like to welcome both of you and thank you for taking some time out today to talk to us and get to know a little bit more about NAMI. With that said, Mario, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I can. And first of all, I would like to start by saying thank you for the invitation to be part of Let's Talk About It. I am the program manager here at NAMI for the Adult Reentry Program. I've been with NAMI for a little bit over 5 years. I have been overseeing several programs within NAMI. And I just want to share that and it has been a really great experience working with NAMI and working towards that reduce of a stigma that NAMI focus when it comes to working with the population that we serve. Talking a little bit about my background, I am a person who have a bachelor's degree in psychology. I have a master's degree in business administration. I believe that it has been a really good opportunity for me to combine both here in my role with NAMI. Now that I'm working more in the administration level, administrating our programs. But pretty much working with NAMI has been a really pleasant for me in general. I have learned a lot professional and just the impact that NAMI has done in the past 5 years here in Imperial County. How NAMI presence has increased, how we have served vulnerable population that are here in Imperial County. It's really pleasant for me being part of NAMI. And I just more than happy to go over the programs that NAMI has.
Awesome. Mairani, would you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
So my name is Mairani Tafoya. I am the bilingual peer case manager here at NAMI for the Adult Reentry Program. A little bit about my background, I have a bachelor's degree in social science and an associate's degree in sociology. I do have behavioral health background. I was a mental health rehabilitation tech for the Yaya division. I worked both in El Centro and Calexico. After that, I worked a little bit in institution. I worked at the juvenile hall for the county. From there, I came to NAMI, and I love my role. It's a combination of something I was doing before at Behavioral Health and a combination of what I was doing at the juvenile hall, understanding these individuals that come from an institution that have been incarcerated.
Well, that's really cool. Well, you guys have a wealth of knowledge and education, and that helps benefit the clients that you all are serving there at NAMI. So what is NAMI? Tell me a little bit about NAMI.
Like I said, NAMI stands for National Alliance of Mental Illness. And just going a little bit of the history of NAMI. NAMI was founded nationally in 1979 by families seeking support and advocacy for an individual suffering from mental health. So NAMI right now is the largest grassroots mental health organization in the United States. It provides the focus of NAMI is to provide education, support, and advocacy and peer support services to the population that we serve. And here in local NAMI, which is NAMI San Diego and Imperial County, also it started in 1978, especially in San Diego. It was created by families seeking mental health support to local individuals. Now, NAMI have been increased and provide many community programs across both countries, San Diego and here in Imperial County. But today we're going to focus on the programs that we have here in Imperial County that are several programs.
So you guys have been around for a bit. And, you know, Imperial County is lucky to have organizations like you, like NAMI, that help advocate for people with mental illness, because you can never have too many advocates and you can never have too many people in your corner. So that's awesome. You mentioned that there was somebody that was advocating for their family, and that's kind of how NAMI got started. So you are solely helping people or assisting people with mental illness, or are there other illnesses that you also support in your chapter?
Yes, here within and with NAMI and in my 5 years, over 5 years of working with NAMI, yes, the main focus is working with individuals who have suffering from mental illness, also developmental disabilities, like, for example, for the contracts that we have with the San Diego Regional Center. And also, as you know, the concurrent disorder and also substance use. So it's a combination of everything we provide. And we believe a lot of peer support services. We believe about bringing the life experience when it comes to recovering. We have staff here at NAMI who have life experience. We also have certified peer support who have been certified for the state of California, who bring a lot of experience when it comes helping this individual. Because sometimes something that we believe here at NAMI is that sharing our story of recovery, it can help those individuals who are still walking through recovery. And it's something that we believe here in NAMI, that we provide mental health education a lot. We believe that the more we talk openly about mental health, the less stigma exists.
That's super important, because there is, unfortunately, a lot of stigma against behavioral health and behavioral health diagnoses and substance use disorder problems too. So, you know, as far as you guys advocating and going out and helping, and it makes people and the families a little bit more aware of the mental illness, because even sometimes families don't really know what all the illness is and what it entails and how people are feeling, you know, until sometimes it's very difficult. Sometimes it's very difficult, and the families sometimes just don't understand why this happens or how it happens. And, you know, some people feel fault, and it's, you know, it's not. What is your contact information? I totally glazed over that. So where are you located? What is your phone number, email, social media, everything? How can somebody contact NAMI?
Yes. Yes. If somebody wants to contact NAMI and they want to go directly to the website, they just go to namisandiego.org and they will go directly with NAMI homepage. And right there, you guys will see the area of San Diego County and also Imperial County programs. And if you select Imperial County programs, it will give you all the programs that we have here in Imperial County, as well with their contact person and the contact person who who to talk for a specific program. Like in my case, I am the program manager for the adult reentry program, and my contact information it's Mario Rios at NAMISD.org. And my phone number is 760-972-0422. And I'll be more than happy to assist anybody in connecting them to whatever services they need that we offer here in NAMI.
And Mariani, would you care to share your information?
My contact information, my direct work email would be Mairani Tafoya. I will spell it out because I know it's a little different. MAIRANITAFOYA at NAMISD.org. And my work phone number would be 760-972-0762.
And are you guys on any social media like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok?
Yes, actually, about social media, the social media that we have more active is the one that the Hey Cafe Clubhouse. That's the social media that NAMI has. So the majority of the posts that we do on social media, it will go directly to the Hey Cafe Clubhouse. And they have an Instagram account. Also, they have a Facebook account. And it just, if you just search Hey Cafe Clubhouse, it will take you directly to the social medias for the whole NAMI and Imperial County.
And it's a really cool website. You got some nice stuff coming up. I follow you guys on Instagram, and it's, you know, you got a lot of good stuff going on, a lot of nice posts, and, it's good to see that the young folks, 14 to 25, are so involved. And we had them, we had Albert Zambrano from Hey Cafe on a couple of weeks ago, and a really good show. And if you're listening to this show, please try and tune in and listen to all the good stuff that they have to offer. Speaking of good stuff that they have to offer, you guys have a lot of programs, a lot of stuff. I know you don't have a super humongous staff, so you guys might wear a lot of different hats, but you do a lot of stuff for a lot of people. And can we just kind of, we're on the second segment, we're going to touch a little bit more into the CalAIM, into the reentry program. But could you just kind of give us an overview of the programs that you have, and maybe just a short little snippet of what each program does, and maybe if they have criteria for being a client of that program?
Definitely, I can do that, and I'll be more than glad to go over the program that we have here in Imperial County. And before I start, I just want to add that the Hey Cafe Clubhouse, just want to tell our audience that we are in February, the month of Teen Dating Awareness Month, and the Clubhouse is going to have a lot of activities and a lot of events and relate to in healthy relationship, healthy friendships. So to help young audience or young adults to identify and also bring awareness about Teen Dating Awareness Month. So I invite everyone to check out the Hey Cafe Clubhouse social media to be more aware of the programs that they're going to have. And moreover, talking about NAMI programs, I'm going to start with Hey Mental Health. Hey Mental Health program is a program it's about to end. It's going to end the program in the June of 2026, but it was a 3 years program that we were in partnership with San Diego Regional Center. We were working only with San Diego Regional Center clients from ages 13 to 24. And the main focus of this program was to connect clients with the resources they need. Also, we were working with schools. We were going to the IEP meetings to be there supporting the client and also supporting the family or the guardian, in this case, the parent. We were there as a support to help them when it comes to implementing that IEP plan, individualized service plan that they do with the participants. We were there to support and advocate for the family and as well the client to better help them and achieving those goals, making those connections to see the progress of the participant in mental health, education, connecting them with ABA services and everything that involved that participant needed. So it's a really good program. We are really happy that the second time that we have a program with San Diego Regional Center. Sadly, it's a program that it was only funded for 3 years and it's about to end, but we serve over 50 participants throughout the three-year programs of the TAME Mental Health program. So right now that program is in the final stage when it comes to data collecting and everything that you need to report to the state. But TAME Mental Health program is a really, really amazing, wonderful program. If somebody that is listening to us right now, it's in the TAME Mental Health program, they will know how the benefit they obtain being in the TAME Mental Health program. And it's, I'm really, really, really happy that I was part of that program when they started. And on the other hand, we also have another program. We are in that program. We are vendors from the San Diego Regional Center, and this is the CFS, Coordinated Family Support. So we are vendors from this program. And the main point of this program is as well connecting and San Diego Regional Center clients to the resources they need. But furthermore, this program not only focuses on the participant, we focus also in the family. So what we want to do is we focus in the client or the participant or the individual, like San Diego Regional Center used to call the participants, individuals, and also the family, and educating them and about the resources. We advocate for them. We walk through them and how to apply for any benefits, how to do a job application, how to request transportation for the participant. So it's a really important program. This program is not ending. It's an ongoing program. The requirements for the Coordinated Family Support program is just the individuals have to be 18 and older, be part of the San Diego Regional Center, and also living in Imperial County and being living with the family or living with the guardian or the father. Those are the requirements to be enrolled in Coordinated Family Support Services. So that's a program that is still going to be it's a long program. We are a 5-year contract with the regional center, and we are really happy to continue having services with the regional center. And also, I want to include that I'm really happy because I was part of that program as well, and I'm really, really happy that I was involved in working with San Diego Regional Center staff as well as San Diego Regional Center clients. I learned a lot.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, and that's always an extra added benefit that we learn something when we're, because usually we're the ones that have the knowledge, so it's good to also have it reciprocal. But that's really terrific. And you know, these programs are, from what I understand, totally free to somebody who wants to participate in these programs. So, you know, I always kind of want to tell people what it's like to do a typical call or a screening, or to get, for lack of a better term, to get signed up or to be a participant. So if say I want, the TAME Mental Health, as you said, is ending June 30th this fiscal year, but the Coordinated Family Supports and all your other different programs, the CalAIM, the Reentry, the Hay Cafe, all those other programs that you have, if I want to call in and if I want to be a part, or I see a need or I have a need, how do I do that? How do I get to be a part of NAMI?
Yeah, that's a good question. And yes, I want to remark that all services here in Imperial County that NAMI offer, they are free. They are free, no charge. Everything is free. So just going over maybe a typical normal call that I may receive about talking about they want to know about NAMI services. I can share that I have received calls for an individual saying, you know what, I have a daughter who, in this case, I'm going to use an example, the San Diego Regional Center. I have a daughter who is connected to the regional center, and I just heard that you guys offering services to with the regional center. So pretty much we just ask information, like, for example, how old your daughter is. For example, she's 14. Okay, so definitely yes. Actually, we have a program that your daughter can benefit, and it is the Transition Aid Youth Mental Health Program. We focus in connecting with the resources they need. Also, we help with the attending IEP meetings to better work with the family and working towards those goals. On the other hand, we may also receive calls from individuals from the regional center who are 18 and older. And I said, oh, you know what? There's a possibility that you can qualify on both programs. Either you can be in the Transition Aid Youth Mental Health Program, and also you can be part of the CFS program. So that's something really helpful to explain, because some people believe that because they are in one program, they don't qualify in the other program. So in talking related to San Diego Regional Center, in this case, the San Diego Regional Center offer those two programs to qualify individuals. So we have individuals who are in both programs benefit from Transition Aid Youth Mental Health Program and also from CFS.
So someone would just call and say, hey, I've heard about this program, or San Diego Regional referred me, or, you know, my friend is going to this program and I'd like to be part of it. And so do you just ask a few questions, or do you have them come in for an interview, or how does that work?
Pretty much what we do with the San Diego Regional Center, focusing in San Diego Regional Center, is we collect the information, and then we contact San Diego Regional Center, asking them if they can send a referral to us, because there's a referral process that we need to follow, and we need to follow their referral process. And in another occasions, what we do is we encourage that person to talk to their San Diego Regional Center service coordinator to refer them to NAMI. And sometimes probably that's the proper way to do it. Why? Because we want to protect also the HIPAA confidentiality of that client. So, and we also want to have really good communication with the regional center and service coordinator. So most of the time what we do is we encourage that participant or that individual to contact San Diego Regional Center and ask to be referred. And in other locations, if we know already that we'll be working with that service coordinator, we ask, oh, who is your service coordinator? Oh, Mariani Tafoya, for just saying an example. I say, oh, we know her. We have received some referrals from Mariani. Yes, I encourage you to talk to Mariani, but you know what? Also, I'm going to go and talk to Mariani saying that I received a call from you, if you don't mind. Sometimes when we receive calls of individuals asking, they want to know about the services that we offer, especially if there are San Diego Regional Center clients. For example, something that we do is we encourage them to talk to their service coordinator so they can be referred to us. And also, because we have already established a relationship with the San Diego Regional Center staff, sometimes we ask, who is your service coordinator? And just saying it, for example, oh, my service coordinator is Mariani Tafoya. And I said, oh, yes, we have received several referrals from Mariani. So also, I'm going to give her a call, if you don't mind, that I receive a call from you showing interest in the Transition Aid Youth Mental Health Program as well as CFS. And that process, you start making a connection with that person, and also you accelerate the process of that referral coming in.
With that said, you know, people talk about that there's not a lot of stuff to offer here in Imperial County, but there is. And NAMI, you know, Mario and Mariani are proof of that. They're talking about all the different programs that NAMI of Imperial County has to offer. So we're going to take a brief commercial break, and we're talking with Mario Rios, who's the program manager from the Adult Reentry Program, and Mariani Tafoya, who's the bilingual case manager at NAMI Reentry Program in El Centro. We'll be right back, Imperial County.
Let's talk about it. Bringing community mental health issues to your radio. Listen each Sunday morning to KXO AM 1230 at 7 a.m. and now on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Or log on to KXORadio.com for a 5-minute podcast highlight of the show or the show in its entirety. This program is produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO AM 1230 and FM 107.5. Let's Talk About It is presented as a public service of Imperial County Behavioral Health Services.
Welcome back, Imperial Valley. We have the pleasure of speaking with Mario Rios, who's the program manager from the Adult Reentry Program, and Mariani Tafoya, who's the bilingual case manager at the Reentry Program here in El Centro. And they are both from NAMI, which is the National Alliance of Mental Illness. We were talking about all the programs that they have to offer, and there's a lot. There's a lot. And I encourage you to look at their website, which is namisandiego.org, and you can see all the different programs that they have, or, you know, give them a call or stop by their office to find out all the different things that they have. So this segment we're going to dedicate to the CalAIM Housing Navigation and the Adult Reentry Program. And that the CalAIM Housing is new to NAMI, and the Adult Reentry Program is new to them this fiscal year, starting, I guess, in July, right? And so can you give us an overview of the services, what you need to do, how you can get involved, what the service does, everything about the programs, A to Z?
I can provide a brief description of the program, and I'm going to start with the Adult Reentry Program, which is the program that I am managing. So I want to start with the Adult Reentry Program. It is a program that we are funded by part by the California Board of State and Community Correction. This is a three-year funded program. We just starting this program, and the population that we serve is any individual who has been released from state prison and are currently residing in Imperial County. And they are in need of reintegrated into the community. And the services that we provide is we provide up to 6 months of housing assistance, peer case management, employment, education, connection, mental health and substance use support, which is the wraparound services, and family reunification support. So it's a really, really nice program because we work with individuals who have been released from state prison. As I mentioned, they're coming out from the system. They want to reintegrate in the community. They feel that probably they're not going to be accepted. They feel scared. They're coming with maybe some substance use. They're coming with mental health challenge. They don't know how to integrate in the community. Maybe they are afraid of established communication, of going just and apply for a job. So this is a program that is a good start for them because we provide up to 6 months of rental assistance, which that include also support with, for example, some furniture. Also, when they become active clients with us, we also provide additional support. For example, we help them in obtaining a California ID. We help them with obtaining a driver license if they need it. We helping them in connecting them with Imperial Valley College if they need to pay any fee for probably maybe transportation, buses to go to work, to go to school. We help them in probably buying some clothes for interview. So it's a really important program for individuals who have been released from state prison.
It's really important, too, because a lot of times people have been incarcerated. It's very difficult to reassimilate into the community. And, you know, sometimes people might not have very supportive families. We don't know what the causes were. We don't know what happened. But we just know that these folks are now out in the community and at risk of being homeless. And at risk of not getting, say, you know, maybe medication that they may need. You know, they need to get back into society and know where to go, even to navigate the buses. I mean, you know, that's a difficult thing. And that's mostly how people get around. I mean, I see a lot of people riding bicycles and stuff like that, too. But, you know, get around in the bus system. And that's sometimes difficult to navigate. So to have somebody that's just going to help them with that is terrific.
Yes, and also I would like to give the opportunity to Mariani, who is one of our peer case managers under the Adult Reentry Program, who can emphasize more because she's already out in the field working with this population and also working under, we have also the emergency housing funds. We conduct the SPDI, which she's going to explain more in detail the services that we provide under this program.
Yeah, so something you just mentioned, Patricia, they have a very hard time adjusting because it's a very different lifestyle. A lot of them have been there for decades, almost 2 decades. They were there for a whole decade. Something I want to share is I recently had one intake with a new participant. That's how we refer to them as here at the Adult Reentry Program. And I noticed how this participant was very hesitant to receive mental health services. I asked him, are you receiving any behavioral health services? Because that's something I look into as we conduct the intake. And he's like, well, I have an intake scheduled on Monday, but I don't want to go. And then I was like, why is that? Oh, because I don't want my family or myself to feel like I'm crazy. And I was like, wow, is that how you feel about that? And he's like, yes. And then I told him, well, let me tell you, it's nothing like that. You receiving mental health services is very normal. The most normal looking person to you could be the one receiving mental health services. The peer side of my role, through that, I was able to tell him, you know what? I received mental health services myself. Maybe the therapist you're going to see has received services themselves. Maybe the officer you would see every day while you were in prison has received services. And that really surprised this participant because it really broke that stigma of him being seen a certain way if he received services himself. So through the case management. Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. And that's really important because, you know, people don't think anything twice about going to see a dermatologist or a cardiologist. It's the same thing. You're going to see a doctor for an illness. And that's, you know, that's exactly how we do it. That's how we break the stigma. So thank you for that.
Yeah. So through case management here, I'm very focused to see what is it that they need. As a former mental health rehab tech myself, that's like one of the first things I prioritize, making sure they're receiving those services. And then focus more on the resources. Our housing navigators right now, they're looking into, every, city, here in the Valley to see where we can place these participants because of the background they have, it is a little difficult, but it hasn't been impossible. We've already housed some participants successfully, but we do know that we are going to have some doors closed due to their backgrounds, but we're not going to give up on them. We show them that because they do ask us, hey, how's the process going? And we say, you know what? We've been to this place, and we're pending answers, but we assure them that we're here to help them and we're not giving up.
That's really important because they feel that there's somebody on their side, and that's exactly what you're doing. You're on their side and you're advocating, which is what NAMI does. They advocate for, you know, folks that have a mental illness and have cognitive impairments, as, you know, you have said earlier. The Adult Reentry Program, and that again is a service that is no cost to the participant, and they can just go in, or how do they get referred? I mean, how do they find out? Are your flyers like there when they're leaving the facility? Because I think it says something about that you service mostly Sentinela and Calipatria, right? Those are your kind of, because they're Imperial County prisons. But how do people find out, or how would I, if I have somebody coming out of being incarcerated, how would they know about your program?
Right now, we've been conducting a lot of outreach. So we've been leaving flyers anywhere we can, whether it's a public library. We've spoken directly a lot with parole. So right now, pretty much all the parole office is aware of our program, and they have been sending referrals of possible participants.
Okay, that's great. And I'm glad that you're getting them involved too, because they need to know how to do that. And we do have flyers. I mean, the flyers are on your website. So, you know, if somebody wants to go in there and they just click on the Imperial Valley and go down to the adult reentry program, the flyer is there so they can see it. There's also a QR code on there that they can scan and yes, they can see. So maybe Mario, you can tell us a little bit more about
yes,
that.
Yes, we have also on the website, if they go under the adult reentry section, you will see see the flyer, as long as you will see a QR code. That QR code that will take you directly to the referral process. And also, we have a really easy referral form that the community in general, any agency, paroles can fill out when they want to refer a participant. And pretty much in the referral, they can see the requirements. It's a really easy referral. We're pretty much we're asking demographic information of the individual, name, age. We also ask their CDC number, because per our contract, it's really important that we need to verify there have been recently incarcerated, or in the past they've been incarcerated. So we need to verify that. But it's also it's a really simple referral. Once we receive the referral through email, pretty much our team contact them within 24 hours to 48 hours to schedule a intake.
Okay. And I also see that there's an email that they can use to contact you, the ARG.
Yes, we have the email for general information, which is the arg@namisd.org.
Okay, perfect. So people can contact you and at both of those addresses. I mean, they can either scan the QR code and get the information, or just email you all directly and get information on that. We have about 3 minutes left of this segment, and I don't really want to get into the CalAIM program because we're not going to have enough time for it. So is there anything else about this program that you think that we haven't mentioned or that you'd like to touch on so that we can end the segment with just talking about the adult reentry program?
Yes, there's something that I want to add, because sometimes I think it's really important to add. In the adult reentry program, we don't judge anybody, especially because those individuals have been pretty much released from state prison. They're coming out thinking that they're going to be judged. So they are here in a free environment where the only thing is we're going to provide the services if they qualify. Also, we provide services who are PC-290, which is sex offenders. Also, we provide services to narcotic register. So pretty much anybody who coming out from state prison or in the past has been in state prison, no matter if they have a violent crime, they qualify for a program. So it's really important for the community to know.
That's super important, because, you know, a lot of people do feel that they're not eligible and that they're, you know, not going to be able to get anything because of their past. And it's really important that you guys do that. And the other thing is, all services are confidential. So nobody knows that they're going into your office other than, well, you guys, because you guys are the ones that provide the service, and themselves. That's it. It's not posted on some website. It's not posted somewhere. Nobody calls anybody and says anything. You are in contact with the parole officer, I'm sure, because they have to. And it's part of the referral service that you contact them, and so that everybody is on the same page and they're helping this individual or this participant get the needed services or the services that they are eligible for, so that they can be successful and stay out. And you know, because we do have a high rate of recidivism from the prison system. And so we want to ensure that these folks get the benefits that they can get and the benefits that they need to make it successful. And I'm glad you're getting them all those things that they need, because that's the only thing that's going to make them successful and stay out of our prison system. So we are coming to the end of our second segment. Thank you for staying with us, Imperial Valley. We are talking with Mario Rios and Marianita Foya from NAMI. Both of them are from the reentry program, and we will be back in just a few minutes. So we'll see you back in a few, Imperial Valley.
You're listening to Let's Talk About It. If you have questions about services Imperial County Behavioral Health may offer that deal with today's show topic, please feel free to call 760-482-4000. Let's Talk About It is presented weekly on KXO AM 1230, FM 107.5, and KXORadio.com as a public service of Imperial County Behavioral Health Services.
Welcome back, Imperial Valley. We have the pleasure of speaking with two folks from NAMI, which is the National Alliance of Mental Illness. We have Mario Rios, who is the program manager for the Adult Reentry Program. And we have Mairani Tafoya, who's a bilingual case manager for the reentry program. Both are stationed here in El Centro, California, and they're taking their time today to talk to us about all the different programs from NAMI. And we did get a chance to talk about the CalAIM Housing Navigation Program, which we'd like to, you know, give some time to so that we can tell folks out there about this program. So Mario or Mariani?
Yeah, definitely. Yes, I can talk a little bit about the CalAIM program. And as well, if you guys would like to know more information about the CalAIM program, I really invite you to go to namisd.org under Imperial County Programs and go through the section of CalAIM. But I can explain a little bit about CalAIM program. So CalAIM program is a housing program to medical members who are at risk of being homeless or they are experiencing homelessness. They're suffering a mental health challenge and they need assistance with housing. The requirements for this program is the individual need to have a certain income or they need to be employed. The program secure or assist with security deposit and also some furniture. So to help the family get started. So that's the only thing they offer. They don't offer like a month of rent, like the adult reentry program, but they help with a security deposit and also some furniture as long as they qualify for the program and they have income, especially or employment. But pretty much if you would like to know more in detail about the CalAIM program, I really invite the audience to check it out on namisd.org and go under the CalAIM.
And you guys have a beautiful flyer on your website. And it has a QR code that, you know, people can scan and it'll take you right to all the information to complete the referral form. And, one thing that, we want to talk about is the services that you guys are providing. And these are all free services. I mean, all you have to do is basically call them up and say, hi, I need this service. And they do everything for you. I mean, they help you with everything. And it's a free service, which we don't get a lot of free stuff, you know, anymore. It's not a thing. Now, you know, usually when you're trying to find housing and things like that, there's deposits and there's sustaining the services and, those kind of things. Are there any kind of things that are assisted with by NAMI and are there anything that where we can help ourselves? I mean, what other things are going on with the CalAIM program?
Sorry. Yeah, something that maybe we can help. Actually, when it comes to providing housing to individuals, I know that sometimes it's really delicate when it comes to providing furniture, donating furniture, because we want to try to avoid when it comes to probably bedding, mattresses and all that. But the program offers some help to provide to participants, but also we are open for individuals who want to make a donation, especially when it comes to probably maybe kitchen items for them to start, maybe some clothing so they can have clothing to be presentable, maybe to go into school, maybe to go in for apply for a job. So yes, we are open to receiving any type of those donations. Actually, for donations, we are open and we use the clubhouse to go and drop any donations because the clubhouse has like a little area of donations. Pretty much is clothing that they have been receiving, but we are open to receiving, especially for this population under the adult reentry program, receiving probably some kitchen items. maybe some bathrooms, some towels, things like that that can really benefit, because our budget is limited in some areas when it comes to assisting them, and we really want to focus on providing them a place where they're gonna be comfortable, like for example a bed, a dining table, a sofa, at least the basic needs for the apartment once they're being housed.
That's really important, because you know we want to make folks feel good too. You know, a lot of times people when they're down on their luck, they don't feel the best. And to be able to have a bed to sleep on when you haven't been sleeping in a bed, you know, and to have actual utensils to eat your food that you bought or that, you know, was given to you or that was donated, and not cooking or not eating out of a can of beans, and being able to put that beans in a pot and eat them that way off of a plate, not, you know, anything else. And you know, some of us are very lucky. We've never experienced homelessness. But for those who have, it is very difficult. And to get folks to feel good and to get back to maybe where they were before. I mean, we don't know the situation. We don't know if that's the way they grew up. Maybe their family was unfortunate and didn't have a solid place to stay. And so they grew up in that situation. Or people for whatever reason became unhoused and they have no place to stay. And so now they have a bed to call their own. They have a table to put a plate on. I mean, those are things that some of us really take for granted. And we don't, because we've never gone through it. We've never experienced it. But for those that are, this is a very real thing. This is something that, you know, we can do to help our fellow human beings. And one of the things that when we talked to the staff from, or Albert Zambrano from Hey Cafe, you know, he was talking about clothing donations. And it's very important that we, you know, if we all have clothes in our closets that we're not using or that we haven't used for a while. And, you know, this is the beginning of the year. This is the time to kind of clean out our closets and do those kind of things. They may be not new to us, but they're new to somebody else. And as long as that they're in good repair, somebody can use them to go for a job interview, or even just to go out of the house and go shopping for groceries or go do the things or go to the Hay Cafe or go to the NAMI Center. And just, you know, we've all experienced having a new outfit and how it makes you feel and how going to a job interview, how, you know, you have to dress for success kind of thing. And some folks may not have had that. And so we want to give folks, especially the folks here in Imperial County, that opportunity to feel good about themselves, because that's what we do. You know, we want to help people feel better and feel better about themselves. So there's also an email that I'm seeing on your website. Would you care to share that with us so that people can email you to get more information about the CalAIM housing program? ivcalaim@namisd.org.
Yes.
And so they can email at that email address.
Yes, they can email at that address. And also that program, they have a staff assigned only for that program. His name is Jose Escobar, and he is the housing navigator only for the CalAIM program. So he will be contacting those interested in the CalAIM.
Okay, perfect. So, you know, if people go to the namisandiego.org, they can, and go to the Imperial Valley tab, they can get some information on the reentry program and on the CalAIM housing program. They can get both on there, and there's QR codes that people can scan to get the referrals, and they can get all the necessary and needed information on how to, become part of those programs. All programs are free. Everything is confidential. And you've met at least two people here that can help you. And then last week we had Albert Zambrano. So, you know, we have people that are there and willing to help. You know, they've talked to us about their background and all the things that they've done. And so they're vested in these programs and here to help you. So all we need to do is reach out. We're coming almost to the end of our radio show today, talking with both of you. And I'm sure you guys have lots of stories that you could share. Do you have maybe a couple of stories of success that you would like to share about clients that you, or participants, I should say, that have been part of your programs and now are a success?
So recently we were called by Encompass Housing. There was an individual they had there that needed to be housed ASAP. It was a Tuesday afternoon. So right away, as a case manager, I know my role is to drop everything I'm doing and go and save the day. So me with along with the housing navigator, we went with this individual. We did the intake process, the pre-screening, everything in one setting, and right away we got on it and we took this individual to get emergency housing. Because it was later in the day, I just asked this participant, hey, is there anything you need to eat? With the little bit of he had of food stamps, we took him to buy a little bit of groceries to kind of eat for the weekend. And then with our assistance, we were able to help him with a little bit more groceries as well. During the week, I stayed communicated with this participant, and he asked me for a ride for his bank card, and of course I said yes. I took him to his bank card. He was not expecting to have his money yet for his SSI, and he actually did. It was like 2 days before. So right away, because I had the time and because I knew he was happy to have his money, I was like, you know what, I have this much time on myself right now that I don't have to worry about anything. Do you want me to take you anywhere? Where is it that you need to go? He's like, are you sure I can take a taxi? And I was like, no, I want to do this for you. I'm available, so I'm open to it. And I took him to Women's Haven. I let him take his time because I had all the time in the world. I know he was just locked in the room all day, so I wanted him to use that as like a coping mechanism to like be there, shopping, enjoying the fresh air, taking his time, no pressure. I took him grocery shopping. He also took his time, which I didn't mind because I know he was enjoying having a regular day, something he probably hadn't had in so long. And when I took one of the housing navigators with me for my safety as well, because I am alone with these participants for a long time sometimes. And when we dropped him off at the hotel, he told me he was very happy that without us, he would have gone crazy, that we made his day. And every time I would see him just for any little interaction, whether it was just a sinker that I needed for like a release of information for something I wanted to link him to, he would always say, thank you for everything you do for me. And right now he is back at the placement that referred him to us, but because he's receiving a better level of care to his medical needs.
Wow, that's terrific. That's really terrific.
Yes, and also I want to add that this individual, we were able to provide all these services because he was prior incarcerated in the state prison, so he qualified to the ARG program, and we were able to provide that emergency housing right away.
Wow, that's awesome. You know, those kind of stories just make your, to me, they make my day. They make me feel good that there's folks out there who are willing to do stuff, take the time, and help another individual that's in need. And, you know, like you said, he probably would have never been out of the hotel. He might have gone, what is it when you're shut in, you know, you get kind of feeling that like you just, I don't know. There's a word that I want, but I can't think of it. So I will go on. That with that said, we are coming to the end of our show. I want to make sure that you both give your contact information for NAMI. Once again, your Hey Cafe Instagram and Facebook and phone numbers and things like that, so that, you know, folks can get your information down.
Okay, so I'm going to start. So I want to repeat my contact information. My email is mariorios@namisd.org. And I invite all the audience to go to namisd.org and go under Imperial County Programs, and you will find the contact information of each of our program. But if you want information specific in the adult reentry program, you can send an email also to the ARG at namisd.org, or you can even contact me at 760-972-0422.
Great.
So mine spelled out again because I know it's complicated. MAIRANITAFOYA at namisd.org. And my phone number would be 760-972-0762.
All right. Well, thank you, Mariani and Mario, for taking the time today to speak to us on the programs at NAMI. My name is Patricia Arevalo-Caro, and I host for today's show. I'd like to give you behavioral health contact information, which is 1-800-817-5292, which is our 24-hour line. Or our other line is 1-442-265-1525. If you ever want to call and need help or assistance from us, we're here for you. Thank you, and have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 and each Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. This weekly broadcast is produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO Radio. This program features weekly community mental health issues on your radio. Let's Talk About It is produced for and presented as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health Service, Leticia Plancarte-Garcia, Director. Our co-hosts for today's program were Patricia Arevalo-Caro and Alfonso Ruiz. Thank you for listening.